painting on the wall. A pretty baby with a cigarette was looking for a place to ash. Stumbling toward the voices down the hall. They have food on the stereo. Not the album, just the song. Two dancers on the right. No, they don't know. There were a lot of leather jackets. There was a haircut reading bombs. There was a line outside the bathroom that didn't pay no bills.
Their 2016 release, We're All gonna die. Actually, I was listening to the lyrics that, and it's when the tequila runs out, we're gonna drink champagne. I don't think anybody ever said that, or well, probably have done it, but it's something I would not recommend to anybody. And then before that, we heard from Ashley Flynn and the Riveters, we heard Good Morning Sunshine. That was off their 2018 release, Good Morning Sunshine. That was from Portland, Oregon band. All-female Americana group. Saw them yesterday opening up for the Mother Hibs. Really great. Amazing guitar work. Just a fun show. And then we heard from the Mother Hibs before that with the song Esmeralda. It's off their 2021 release, Later Days. It's recorded up in Marin County, where I actually saw the show. And then before that, we heard something new from the Mother Hibs, actually. Relatively new, I think. The song called Love Never Leaves. And that was off the album California Current. I think that's brand new, actually. I don't know. It says 2020 in my notes. It just came out last year, so notes were wrong. And then we start off with set with something from Tim Bloom of the Mother Hibs with No Way to Steer, and that was off his 2019 solo release, Sorta Surviving. And then that's the set. I'm Sully. You're listening to Sufficient Grounds here. We're already an hour into this. This is so much fun. Are you having a good time out there? Thank you for the comments, the support. Appreciate you. As we like to say here at Radio Valencia, freeform community radio transmissions from the Mission here. Interested in doing a show here? You can do it remotely. You don't have to be in the studio on 2nd Street. Send an email to station@radiovalencia.fm. And we'll get you hooked up. It's easy. You just need like a couple apps and a microphone and a headphones. 2 turntables and a microphone. Not even that. Okay, we're going to jump up to Canada right now. Get a little psychedelic folk rock sesh here. Going to get into it here. Like you're going to like this. So kick back. Let's enjoy the ride together here. A little bit of Neil Young here with a song called On the Beach. Thank you.
Singing in the moon. Doesn't much matter now where I'm going.
Alright, there, that was Bruce Cockburn from Going to the Country, and that was off his 1970 release. Bruce Cockburn. I keep pronouncing his name right. Somebody corrected me recently, and it's Coburn, excuse me, Coburn. I apologize for that, folks. And then before that, we heard from Kensington Market. Let's just back up a second here. So these are all bands from sort of the psychedelic music scene up in Canada that was happening around the same time in the 60s, late 60s and 70s here in the United States, out in Laurel Canyon, San Francisco, back in New York. And so they had their own little movement back there, up there. Sort of like minimizing it by saying little movement, but that was actually very popular, but not as popular as some of the bands that were gaining success down here. But so anyway, we heard Speaking of Dreams by Kensington Market. That was off their 1968 album Avenue Road from that Toronto-based band. Felix Pappalardi from Cream produced that album. It's actually recorded in New York City. And then before that, we heard the song Lydia Purple from the Vancouver band The Collectors, and that was from 1967. The band later evolved into the psych prog group Chilliwack. And before that, it was... And starting off, well, not starting off the set, but before that it was Morning Morgantown by the great Joni Mitchell, of course. She's a big artist down here in the United States, part of that era. She was born in Alberta, actually, in Saskatchewan. And that was from the 1970 album Ladies of the Canyon. And she recorded with, from a little band called Crosby, Stills, Nash. Helped her out on that. And then we start off the set with kind of a dirgy track, actually. I don't know if I would have picked that one again, but we all did it together. That was On the Beach from Neil Young from the 1974 album On the Beach. It's recorded out with Sunset Sound in Los Angeles. And of course, Neil was originally from Ontario, Canada. And that's the set. I am Sully. You're listening to Sufficient Grounds here. Hopefully you're enjoying the show. Let's get into something else here. Let's... another half hour here. Let's start off with something from Alan Sparhawk, actually. Formerly of the band Low. So let's just jump into it right now. On your Radio Valencia. Thank you. Really Nice Guys. The song Really Nice Guys by Ron Gallo. And, that was off their 2018 release from that Philadelphia band entitled Really Nice Guys. And then before that, we heard the song Janet Hangs from the Blue Aeroplanes. That was off their 1990 release called Weird. Actually, I can say this word here. Weird shit. Other places I can't say that. And then before that, we heard Cattle and Cane from the Go-Betweens. From Queensland, Australia. Off their 1983 release, Before Hollywood. It's a huge hit down there in Eastbourne. Actually, it was recorded in the Eastbourne, UK, but it was, and Grant McLean, the lead singer, was from Queensland, Australia. It became a huge Aussie classic. If you followed that story, congratulations. Give yourself a star. And then before that, we heard R.E.M. Who doesn't love a little R.E.M. in the morning here on Sunday? With Green Grow the Rushes, and that was off their 1985 release, Fables of the Reconstruction. It was recorded back in the day, in England. Then we start off the set with something new from Alan Sparhawk, actually a collaboration with Trampled by Turtles. A song called Stranger, of course. Close, Alan Sparhawk. Unfortunately, his partner passed away a couple years ago. Mimi Parker. This might be his first release since she's passed on, but anyway, it's a great album, actually. Check it out. Did a great job on that one. Alan Sparhawk and Trampled by Turtles. And that's set. I am Sully. Kind of nearing the end to our time together here. Be sure to stick around for Marco, who comes up next on the Stranded Playlist. And then the Curated Catastrophe. At 2 o'clock till 4. And then 4 to 6 o'clock out here on the West Coast is Cheap Hooch. The gals from Cheap Hooch. That's always fun. It's like music. It's like I don't know. I want to call it The View, but I don't want to call it The View because they'll probably throw things at me when they see me next. But it's a great show. They just, they rap. They talk about what's going on, what they've been doing. They're playing great music. It's a good show. They're fun. And after that, it's The Balcony at 6 to 8. And then rounding out the broadcast day here on Sunday with The Final Hour from 8 to 10 o'clock. It's a full-packed Sunday here. Also, I want to give a special shout-out to ES Beats, longtime good friend. Don't see him enough. Check out his show on Saturdays from 2 to 4 o'clock. ES Beats, 2 to 4 here on the West Coast on Saturday. Check him out. It's a good egg. All right. Let's see what do we got going on here, Sully. Oh, so I was in La Jolla last week, and La Jolla, California, actually, with DJ Gwen, celebrating her birthday. It's a great time, and we went to a really nice restaurant there, and it turned out, I don't know how I got it out of him or how it came up, but our server, everybody has a story, right? Especially in a large part with in the service industry. So, and our server is in a band, and it's actually been in several bands. And so, I play a little something new here. Actually, this is a little bit older from him. The name of the artist is Faux Jeans. Faux Jean, like F-A-U-X, Jean, like jeans, pants you wear. So let's listen to this right now together. This is like Girl in Orange by Faux Gene, and that's off of the release of my first foray into fireworks. I'll say all more about it later on the other side, but let's get into it right now. Thank you.